had highlighted the issue with the minister, with the department, with the government, and a lot of politicians have been highlighting it this week. And yes, one of the systems did crash. While we can't actually blame the online system itself, I suppose what would you expect? We're in the north and the west of the country, and the broadband is really, that's one issue with it. It's not really sufficient or fit for purpose. We knew that long before we talked about online sales and in cattle marts. And yes, that's a major, that's something we've been highlighting all week. We felt there was going to be problems with farmers that were trying to log on to look at sales and whatnot. But I suppose you had a situation yesterday with, it is, as you said, very busy time of the year. A lot of sales on, a lot of cattle entered. And what would have happened would have been you would have had a lot of sellers logged on to watch their animals be sold, because that's the only way they're able to see the sale at present. You would have had spectators. You would have had a lot of sales running with a lot of cattle in them. And then, of course, you had the purchasers on top of that. And maybe it was just an overload. But that could have happened with any online service provider. We had problems, not with our online service provider, but with our actual software company the week previous. And that kind of went into Friday's sale as well. And we spent 4 or 5 hours prior to the sale trying to get it fixed, where one wasn't basically talking to the other. The online system was not talking to the software company. Mm-hmm. But basically, that's what was happening. And our argument to the government is that can happen at any time, but that's only one side of the argument. We were basically then putting everything down to relying on this technology to sell all these animals. A mart is different to where you can online trade for clothes or whatnot. Like, if it breaks down, you can wait till the system goes up and running. But if you take a whole lot of animals into one area on a day, you can't just leave them standing there if an online system goes down. You have to let them out again. These animals are coming in. There's a lot of things, and I've pointed this out. I've spoken to the minister today. There's a lot of different things we have to do now in order to keep people safer. The animals have to be brought in earlier in the morning to have them all penned to allow for buyers then to come in to view them. So that's all happening an hour and two earlier. So them animals are probably fed in the morning. They're coming into a yard. They're standing. A lot of them sales should have started at 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock yesterday and couldn't kick off until I think it was 2:30. We were notified that all these systems were down. And what would they do? Now, the animals were standing a long time at that. 3 o'clock, there's still no word. Some marts, yes, did decide, look, we have to let these animals go home, because to start a very big sale at that time and then try and get them all sold, you were going to run into late in the evening and it was going to be a problem. Now, some sales did go ahead, some with the larger numbers did not. And, you know, there's massive costs there. There's massive costs for the marts who have staff in the whole day, who have, you know, have to pay staff for a day's work because the mm-hmm. work still had to be done. You have farmers who had taken cattle to the mart, taken days of work, or maybe paid somebody to take the cattle into the marts and then had to pay somebody to take them home again. And then you had buyers ringing yesterday who were really, really irritated that they had to go down for a viewing time at maybe 10 o'clock or given a specific viewing time because only a few is allowed in at a time to view the animals. And then they have to go out and sit in their cars and then they wait for a sale to start that doesn't start. And, you know, what are we asking people to do here? We're basically asking buyers to sit looking at a phone for 7 or 8 hours a day and stare at a phone to bid online. The whole thing is absolutely, when you put it into context, ludicrous. It's madness. When, you know, you're still able to go into a shop and you're able to do your grocery shopping. Farmers need marts to sell their animals at this time of the year. They need to be able to pay bills. And the marts are a very essential service to farmers. And the sooner the government realise that and allow us to go back to what was a very safe way of working. And I can speak for the marts in Donegal. The department officials in Donegal could probably agree the same. We're checked every day of the week. There's a sale on. We have a department official there. We've done things very safely. We've made our rings as safe as possible. Why was this change brought about beats me.
As you say, have spoken to the minister, and it is a stressful time for both farmers and anyone involved. Farming is an essential service, and marts are very essential for the farmers, as you have said. Do you feel that the minister could make a decision maybe to allow some members back into the marts and into the rings?
I don't think he can. I think he has to. This is a nationwide problem. I've just got word there that one of the software companies, I don't know what sales on today, but there's word that there's problems with that system again today. We're heading into a situation where you have it's a bank holiday Monday. It's one of the busiest Mondays, bank holidays. It always is for cattle sales. It's one of the busiest periods of the year. And there's a heap of sales organised for tomorrow. I don't think it's next week we need to be talking about this. We need to be talking about this today. And we need to be demanding that change. Now, we will adapt and do whatever else they want us to do to get. But we do need to have a certain amount of buyers in at the ringside. And there's no question about it. That's the least. We have to have that. Or otherwise, I don't know. Marts really can't operate on any other system.